2 Peter chapter 1, this morning we look at verses 12 through 15. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 12 through 15. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, we come before you in this moment as we respectfully open your word to observe things that you have said. Help us to understand them. Help us to apply them to our lives on a daily basis. And help us to be in more awe of you every day as we see the truth of your word applied to our lives. Help us in this study now, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. They say as you get older, there are three main things that go on you. Your hearing begins to go, and your eyes begin to go. There's another one, too, but I can't remember what it is. We joke about losing our memories as we get older, but forgetting things is a human condition, regardless of age. Now, I'm sure I've told this story before, but you know, as you get older and older, you tell the same stories over and over again. When I was 5 years old, we moved to a house in the middle of a block, a city block of row houses, and at the end of the block, just across the street, there was a little corner store. And my mother would send me to this little store to get something, and invariably I'd get to the store and forget what I was supposed to buy, and the store had our phone number, and they would call the house and say, what's he supposed to get this time? One time, my mother sent me to this store with a $5 bill. Now, in 1957, $5 was a lot of money. And between, now we're in the middle of the block, it was only half a block away, between... You ever see one of those family circus cartoons where the little boy is, you know, going from here to there and it's all over the place? Well, that was me. And between the house and the store, I forgot that I was carrying the $5 bill. How do you forget that you're carrying a $5 bill? Well, I did, and we never found it, and I got in a lot of trouble. How can we as human beings forget important things? It's because it's a human condition. We might forget someone's birthday. We might forget our own anniversary. Anybody ever do? Maybe you don't want to admit to that. We might forget to show up for an appointment. We might forget something we meant to buy at the store. When we get home, we realize, oh, I meant to get that and forgot. We might forget to take out the trash or pay a bill on time. Or we might forget to take something with us when we leave home. How many of you have ever left home, gotten no more than 100 yards away, and realized you forgot something, had to turn around and go back and get it? I have turned around in every driveway on North Hills Road to go back home and get what I forgot. What is the solution to this human condition of forgetting things? We need something to remind us. Some people use notes. I write myself a note and then forget to read the note. Years ago, people used to tie strings around their fingers. Do you remember that? Tie a string around your finger. It helps you to remember something. Today, we can program our cell phones to give us notification. It's time to do this or time to do that. With this human condition of forgetting things, Christians are not immune. He tells us here in 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3 that he has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. He tells us in verses 8 and 9 that if these things be in us, we will be productive and fruitful. And if they are not in us, we can be barren and unfruitful. He tells us in verse 9 that it's possible for someone who actually has real faith to forget that he has been purged from his old sins. And he suggests that it's possible we might forget to add virtue to our faith. And we might forget to add knowledge to our virtue. It's possible we could forget to add temperance to our knowledge, or patience to our temperance, or godliness to our patience, or brotherly kindness to our godliness, or charity to our brotherly kindness. Verses 12 through 15 in this passage that come right after all the things we've studied thus far in this book is a lesson on remembering and the importance of being reminded about the things that God has given us so that we can be productive and fruitful to the glory of God. So Peter says, and in this message I will refer to this preacher, and I mean it for a double reference. I'm referring to Peter, this preacher, Peter, but myself as well. He says in verse 12, wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things. Obviously, he's referring to the things that we've been talking about. The things of life and godliness. These things of faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, and charity. For if these things be in you, these things, he says, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things. This preacher must not be negligent in reminding you of these things. The word negligent means to be without care, to not care. What is the motivation of a preacher? To preach certain things or not to preach? Is it simply what he enjoys talking about? Does he choose to preach things simply because they're what people want to hear? Is his particular subject of the day the fad subject that's floating around in the air these days? Does a preacher choose to preach because he does not care whether or not you know the truth? Have you ever heard these words? I don't care. Have you ever said those words? I don't care. Sometimes it's not too serious to say, I don't care. Your wife might say to you, what do you want for supper? And you say, I don't care. Of course, in that situation, if she fixes something that you really don't like, you better not care. Because you said you don't care. Suppose your son, however, comes to you and says, I want to try marijuana. Are you going to say, I don't care? I would hope not. Or suppose your daughter comes to you and says, I want to move in with my boyfriend. Are you going to say, I don't care? Of course you care. There may be some things in life that you don't care about. You may not care about what your wife fixes for supper. You may not care whether or not the New York Yankees win the World Series. And you may not care whether or not the sun rises at 6 o'clock in the morning or 6:30 in the morning. But there are some things in life you certainly care about. You must care about your children's behavior. You must care about providing for your family. You must care about doing the right thing. And a preacher must care about preaching the truth. He must care about whether or not you know the truth. A preacher that does not care whether or not his people know the truth should not be standing or sitting in the pulpit. But this preacher says, I will not be negligent. I will not be without care. I will care enough to constantly remind you of the truth. He says in verse 12, wherefore I will not be negligent or without care to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them, and be established in the present truth. The present truth in the context of Peter's writing is the New Testament. He's writing primarily to believing Jews that have been dispersed from Jerusalem following the destruction of the temple and the city in 70 AD. They saw the temple in Jerusalem be torn down. They knew, of course, that the Old Testament is now completely past for them. The present truth is the New Testament. Jesus has fulfilled the law. Jesus has accomplished redemption. Jesus paid for sins once and for all. We are free from the law and sin and death and hell. This is the present truth. The Holy Spirit is in us, and God has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. We have love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. We can add to our faith virtue and knowledge and temperance and patience and godliness and brotherly kindness and charity. This is the present truth. You know this. I've told you this. And I will tell you again and again and again. Because this preacher cares whether or not you not only know the truth, but you're established in the truth. So this preacher says, as long as I am in this mortal body, I will keep reminding you about these things. Verse 13. Yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ hath showed me. A couple of years ago, I said to someone here, I get the idea you folks think I'm going to be around forever. And he said, you're not. We were joking, of course. Just like Peter, who knew that his mortal body, his tabernacle in which he was moving around, would die someday. Jesus had told him it would. I don't know how many years the Lord will give me here on this earth, or the privilege to be your pastor. Moss men do not demonstrate historically longevity. My father lived 79 years. My grandfather lived 81 years. My great-grandfather lived 31 years. My great-great-grandfather lived 59 years. And my great-great-great-grandfather, Charles Moss Sr., lived 74 years. Takes us all the way back to 1779 when Charles Moss Sr. was born. Over a period of 240 years, 81 is the longest. I would be more than happy to break the record for the Moss men, but I'm still mortal. My body is mortal. This tabernacle will die someday. But how many ever years God gives me here on this earth, I want to preach the truth and keep on reminding you folks of the wonderful truths of the Word of God, even as I repeat myself. It is with the intention of establishing you in the present truth. And this preacher also wants to make sure that even after he is gone, you will keep on remembering these things. Verse 15. Moreover, I will endeavor that ye may be able after my decease to have these things always in remembrance. I pray that God will raise up a young man, even one among us here. In fact, preferably one among us here. That after I'm gone, he can keep on preaching these same wonderful truths. Unless, of course, the rapture would happen first. And we'd be fine with that. Why would we forget these things? Why do we need to keep being reminded about these things? Because forgetting is a human condition. Isaiah chapter 49 and verse 15. Isaiah chapter 49. And verse 15. It's a striking statement that God says. Can a woman forget her sucking child that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? And look what God says. Yea, they may forget. It's a possibility. Remember the woman who rolled onto her own son and suffocated him in Solomon's day. How can you forget such a thing? Jeremiah 2:32, can a maid forget her ornaments or a bride her attire? Yet my people have forgotten me days without number. James 1:24, talking about the person who looks at himself in a mirror. He beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse 5, for the living know that they shall die, but the dead know not anything, neither have they any more a reward, for the memory of them is forgotten. How many of you remember Oscar Craybill? A couple of you. I was going to say how many years it's been since he's been in heaven. I don't know if I should say that. People know how old you are. He's been in heaven for 57 years. That's a long time. Some of us barely know the name as the founding pastor of this church. And we've forgotten much about him because we just don't know him. He's been gone that long. And I would say that when I'm gone and in heaven for 57 years, there won't be very many people that will remember me 57 years later. But it doesn't matter. Because what matters is whether or not you remember the truth. This is why Jesus gave us the Lord's Supper. Did you look in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23? 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 23, the Apostle Paul says, for I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you. And Jesus, after the resurrection and years later when the Apostle Paul was saved and the Lord was preparing him to serve, Jesus directly told Paul what he had done with the disciples in instituting the Lord's Supper. And this is what Jesus told the Apostle Paul. Verse 23, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the new testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come." There needs to be a remembrance, and there needs to be a means of remembering, because forgetting is a human condition. And so God has given preaching for this very purpose. And Peter says, and this preacher says, "I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them, and be established in the present truth. Yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ has showed me. Moreover, I will endeavor that ye may be able, after my decease, to have these things always in remembrance." What should we remember? It's an easy exercise. You look up the word "remember" in Strong's Concordance, and you come up with a list of verses. So let's go through them. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 11 through 13. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 11. "Wherefore, remember that ye, being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world, but now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ." He says we need to remember where we came from and how we got to where we are. We were nothing, and Christ brought us to himself. Second Timothy chapter 2 and verse 8. Second Timothy chapter 2, verse 8. "Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel." Every day of our lives, we need to remember that we serve a living Savior. We need to remember every day that Jesus was raised from the dead. He's alive. Remembering this important present truth will have a tremendous impact upon our lives, because we will understand there is nothing in this world that can defeat us, because Jesus has already won the victory. The book of Jude, verse 17. The little book of Jude, just before the book of Revelation, verse 17. "But beloved," he says, "remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ." Remember the words that were given to us through the apostles, the words that they heard from the Lord Jesus Christ himself. The words. Acts chapter 20 and verse 35 says, "I have showed you all things, how that so laboring you ought to support the weak, and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive." Remember the words, because the word is life. Psalm 20 and verse 7. Psalm 20, verse 7. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Remember to put your trust in God alone. Psalm 103. Verse 17, Psalm 103, verse 17 and 18 together. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. God is merciful to those that are faithful. We need to remember what he has commanded and be obedient and experience the blessing of the Lord in our lives. Psalm 105, verses 1 through 5. Psalm 105, verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Remind people of what God has done. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. You see the pattern. As we praise the Lord, we need to talk to people and tell them what the Lord is like and what the Lord has done. Verse 3, glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. And when we remember all of the marvelous things that God has done, not only the miraculous, but some of the amazing things that he's done circumstantially in our own lives in the past, we are encouraged to trust him in the present and for all our future days. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 12. First Peter chapter 3 and verse 12, where he says, for the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. We need to remember that God never forgets us. That verse I read earlier in Isaiah chapter 49 and verse 15. Would a mother forget her child? He says, yea, they may forget, yet I will not forget thee. In Psalm 34 and verse 15, he says, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. In Proverbs 5:21, it says, for the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he pondereth all his goings. The verse I read earlier this morning, 2 Timothy 2:19, nevertheless the foundation of God standeth sure, having this sealed, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 15. Hebrews chapter 13, I'm sorry, verse 5. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 5. Hebrews 13, 5. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have, for he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Forgetfulness may be a human condition, but it is not a divine condition. We must remember that God will never forget us. How important is it to know the truth? Well, without the truth, you can't be free. Jesus said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." In other words, without the truth, you cannot be saved. And so it is important to know the truth. But as a saved person, how important is it to remember the truth? Well, according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 8 and 9, if you forget the truth, forgetting the truth can make you barren and unfruitful. So I conclude with this question. Do you care what your Christian life is like? Do you care whether or not you are bearing fruit to the glory of God? If you do, then it is imperative that every day of your life you remember the truth and do whatever is necessary to be reminded of the truth over and over again, because forgetting is a human condition and we must constantly combat it. And so this preacher, as long as he is allowed to be in this tabernacle, though I may say things I've said before and say things you already know, I will keep on reminding you of the wonderful truths of God's word so that we never forget. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the reminder of needing to be reminded. And I pray that we will always joy in being reminded of these things. The present truth. The truth that brought us to salvation. The truth that sustains us day by day. The hope that we have because of the truth, and may the result of remembering the truth day by day make us fruitful. Not that we may be praised, but that you may be glorified, and all men might see through us who you really are, what you have really done for us, and how precious it is to know the truth. I pray in Jesus' name, amen.